This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House said Friday half of the U.S. population is now fully vaccinated against COVID-19 as inoculations rise in response to the surging Delta variant of the coronavirus. That means more than 165 million people ages 12 and older have received either the two-dose Moderna or Pfizer vaccine or the one-and-done Johnson & Johnson shot. The threshold of half of all adult Americans fully vaccinated was reached in late May. Data shows the seven-day average of newly vaccinated people is up 11% from last week and up 44% over the last 2 weeks. The United States is the nation hardest hit by the pandemic with 615,000 deaths. The U.S. Army announced Friday it would retain troop sites in Germany and Belgium that had been slated for handover, saying they were needed for, quote, growing defense demands in the region. The announcement is President Joe Biden's reversal of his predecessor Donald Trump's plan to slash U.S. troops in Europe and move some bases out of Germany. The Army said six installations in Germany and one in Belgium would now not be turned over to the host nations. The locations include housing, support facilities, a base for storing hundreds of armored vehicles, a warehouse location, and administrative offices. In July 2020, Trump announced that the United States would withdraw almost 12,000 of the nearly 35,000 U.S. soldiers based in Germany, bringing some home and redeploying others in Europe. But Pentagon officials, citing the need for long-term planning for such moves, did not take immediate action, and the current level of troops in Germany remains around 35,000. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.